When they read from the few places of the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. And Christian will recite together with me. John chapter 3, verse 16.
上帝爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的人, 不至灭亡, 反得永生。 我们再看, 这个约翰一书第四章,
and also 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章,
1 John chapter 4. We want to read 1 John chapter 4.
我们要看第八节到第十节,
verse number 8 to verse number 10.
约翰一书第四章,
1 John chapter 4, verses 8 to 10.
我们第八节一直到第十节,
reading from verse 8 to verse 10.
没有爱心的就不认识上帝, 因为上帝就是爱，上帝差他的独生子到世界来，使我们借着他的生，上帝爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们的爱上帝，乃是上帝爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。我们再看罗马书第五章，
Romans the 5,
看到了我们读第六、第七、第八、第九、第十节,
we have to read verse 5, 6, 8, 10.
罗马书第五章第六到第十节, 看到了请听我在这里面,
Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 10.
我们轮流来读, 我读第六节, 你们读第七节, 一直到第十节,
we will read responsively.
因为我们还软弱的时候, 基督就按所定的日期, 为罪人死, 第七节, 为义人死是少有的, 为人人死或者有感作的第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了。第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去上帝的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着上帝儿子的死得以上帝和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
We are reading of the scripture here. Because God has given this gift of love to us. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son to them, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Here we see the reality of God's love. It is a sacrificial love. True love is not to possess others so they will be beneficial to yourself. True love is not to sacrifice others so they become tools for your use. True love is that you want to sacrifice yourself so that you can establish the object of love. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when He manifests His love to us, He walked on the way of the cross. He led a life in which He self-denial. Jesus said, the Son of Man comes so that He become the one who saved people and paid the price to save people. Jesus said, my blood is shed for your sake so that your sins are forgiven. This love is the greatest in history and also a model whereby we can imitate. That's why 1 John chapter 3 verse 16 tell us.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
That our Lord has died for us. Henceforth we know what is true love.
我们应当为我们的弟兄舍命。
And also we got to deny ourselves for my brothers.
在希腊古哲学里面
，In the ancient Greek history，
有几种不同的字来描写爱。
A few words using to describe love.
其中有一个字叫做爱慕。
One is to desire.Or admire.
爱慕的字呢，就用 eros 这个字表达出来。
Eros meaning admire.
当你看到一个人很美丽的时候
，When you see a person is so beautiful,
你受他的美丽所吸引
，and you are admired, attracted, fascinated by the beauty.
你就爱慕那种美丽，也可以在你身上表现出来。
And you desire such kind of beauty will manifest upon you.
你看见一个人很有学问的时候
，When you see that person is so knowledgeable,
你爱慕那一种学问
，and you admire such kind of knowledge.
你就追求。自舍，盼望那种学问在你身上也可以彰显出来。
And want to seek for knowledge so that that kind of desire can be manifested upon you.
你看见一个人办事精明、判断勇敢的时候
，You see that man is so capable and so decisive.
你就爱慕有那种的个性同果断，所以你就追求，希望你自己也成为一个很有果断、有勇敢的人。
And you desire such characters. You want also to have such characters to be with you.
你看见一个法官。判断事情的时候非常见义勇为，你为他的公义受感动，你追求有一天像他那样有义的个性。
You see that a judge just so righteously, you also desire to be so righteous one day.
把这些东西全部把它分合起来。
If you were to sum all these things together,
你这个叫做人生的智慧。
That is the human life wisdom.
你盼望你得到爱。
You desire to have love.
盼望你得到公义。
Desire to have righteousness.
盼望你得到勇敢。
Desire to have courage.
你就有一个爱慕的心。
Then you have a desire.
这个字叫做 eros.
That is the word eros.
原来这个字在柏拉图的哲学里面乃是好的意思。
In Platonic philosophy, that has good meaning.
后来慢慢演变变成不好的意思，叫做 erotic。有人把它解释成为肉体性欲的爱
，But it only developed into erotic, become a body physical desire.
原来的这个爱是对上的，向更高的、更理想的、更完全的。上进的爱慕，这个叫做 eros。
The original meaning is upward, is for more noble, for more capability。
所以第二个字就表现出来了。
And the second word came into being。
这个第二个字叫做 philos。
It's called philos。
这个 philos 的意思是什么呢
？What is my philos of philo？
就是对高的理想的一个真正的追求。
That the true seeking of a higher ambition。
我们里面有一个不是单单要东西吃，要衣服穿。有物质享受这种比较低级的这个情欲。
In our heart, there is a desire not only for the lowly thing, for the materialistic enjoyment.
我们换了更高一层的人生的意义。
We want to have a higher realm of human life.
我们盼望追求更高一层的智慧。
That we desire to seek for a higher wisdom.
所以这种的思想，这种的学说，就变成哲学的开始。
And then become the beginning of philosophy.
这个哲学这个字，希腊文字。Philos 加上 Sophos 这两个字把它配合起来
and in English when Phileo and Sophia
把这个 Philos 跟 Sophos 连起来叫做 Philosophy
and Philos and Sophos coming together mean Philosophy
这个 Philosophy 就是的 I am loving I love the wisdom 的意思
Philosophy 乃是说我爱智慧
I love the wisdom
我爱智慧
I am chasing For the wisdom,
what I 追求智慧
I'm looking after the wisdom.
What I 寻求这个智慧
I am searching what is the wisdom and the reality of wisdom.
我要寻求到底这个智慧的本体是什么？
所以这个爱还是从人做出发点。
So that love also begins from man as a starting point.
我们要追求更高一层的生活。
We are looking for a higher level of life.
更深层的意义
and a higher meaning.
但是这两个字在圣经里面从来。没有一次用在上帝的身上。
But these two words in the Bible has never been used and applied to God.
很奇怪的。
Very strange enough.
新约的圣经虽然是用希腊文写下来。
The New Testament, even though it's written with Greek.
但是神启示保罗的时候。
But when God revealed to Paul.
神启示彼得的时候。
When God revealed to Peter.
神启示约翰的时候。
When God revealed to John.
他们没有一次用错这个词。
There was not a single time where they wrongly used this phrase.
当圣经用希腊文表达上帝的爱，上帝是爱，上帝爱世人的时候。
When the Greek used to express the love of God. God that God loved the world.
上帝的爱不是用 eros 这个字表达出来的。
The love of God is not expressed with eros.
上帝的爱不是用 philos 这个字表达出来的。
Not use philos to express.
上帝的爱那是用 agape 这个字表达出来的。
And it's used with agapao or agape.
什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
要是这是从上到下的，不是从下到上的。
Which means it's from higher to lower, and not from lower to higher.
从神对人的爱，不是从人对智慧的追求。
It is from God's love to mankind, not from man seeking for wisdom or the upper way.
这是很重要、很重要一个区别的地方。
This is a very important difference.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
瑞典一个重要的神学家叫做 Nygren.
Nygren, a very important theologian in Sweden.
他觉得这方面下功夫分别。什么叫从下面对上面的科目，从什么叫做从上面对下面留下来的爱。
He wants to differentiate what is the difference between the desire of the lowly love to the higher one or the higher love flowing to the lower realm.
我用中国人的思想给你们做一点的解释。
From the Chinese perspective, I'll explain to you.
一个穷父亲可以养活12个孩子。
A poor father can feed 12 children.
但是十二个孩子不一定能够养父亲一个父亲的
老。But for the 12 children, they may not be able to feed this father.
为什么呢？
Why?
你父亲对儿子的爱是流下去的。
Because the love of the father flows down.
儿子对父亲的爱是要向上去的。
But for the love of the children, they have to be upward.
所以这是完全不同的两个方向。
So there's two different directions.
神对人的爱。
The love of God to mankind.
创造者的生命。
It is a creator's life.
是对者的生命。
And also the life which is from God.
神自己的生命。
God's own life.
降卑到人间。
That humble himself.
流到人的中间来。
Flow into our midst.
这是上帝的爱。
Such is the love of God.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐下来。
That he gave his only son.
但是有多少人真正能爱上帝？
But who then truly can love God?
我们不但不能爱。
Not only that we cannot love God,
我们甚至连明白上帝的爱的本质的能力也没有。
Even the power to understand the reality of God's love, we do not possess.
人类如果要真正享受爱的社会，
if man truly want to enjoy the society of
love, 我们要经历爱的生命，
and to experience the life of love,
我们要过一个爱的生活，
and to lead a life of love,
没有第二条路，
there's no other way.
除非我们回到创造我们的上帝面前，
unless we come back to God who has created.
在他在基督身上所显现的牺牲里面，我们学习怎么样过一个爱的生活。
That in him and also the sacrifice which is manifested in Jesus Christ, then only can enjoy this true love.
上帝怎么样表达对世界的爱呢？
Then how does God express his love to mankind?
他把他的儿子耶稣基督赐下来。
He gave his only son Jesus Christ.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to them.
把耶稣基督赐下来到底有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning that his son is given to us.
为什么一定要耶稣来到这个世界来把这个爱显明出来？
Why is that? It must Jesus who come to the world to manifest this love of God.
当耶稣基督还没有到世界上来的时候，
Before Jesus Christ come to the world,
我们岂不是已经有了许多的宗教吗？
Haven't we got a lot of religions?
在东方我们的神道教，
In the East we have the Shintoism.
在日本的地方，
And in the Japan,
在中国有孔子的宗教，
In China we have the Confucianism.
我们有老子的宗教，
We have the Taoism.
我们在这个印度有佛教和印度教，
and also in this India we have Hinduism and Buddhism.
西方有波斯的拜火宗教，
and also we have the Astro
啊，这个叫做 Zoroastrianism,
the worship of fire.
波斯的 Zoroastrianism.
These are the Persian Zoroastrianism.
还有在这个西方的这个欧洲的有那些非常低级的那些的神话的宗教。
And also we got the mythology in the West.
那这些的宗教在耶稣基督降生以前已经存在这个世界上。
Before Jesus Christ came into the world, all this religion exists in the world.
如果宗教可以拯救人的话，
if religion can save mankind,
那么这些的东西就已经够了。
Then all this religion are sufficient.
为什么上帝还要把他的儿子赐下来？
Then why is that God want to give his only son to us?
为什么上帝把他的儿子赐到这个历史中间来？
Why is that God give his son into history?
这不是一件很简单的事情。
This is something which is easy to understand.
这里隐藏的智慧是所有的宗教没有办法 靠着人的思想所明白的。
Because in it is contained wisdom that man through religion and philosophy can not fully understand.
上帝把他的儿子赐下来。
That God gave his son to us.
有几个非常重要的意义在里面。
There are a few very important significance.
第一个意义是什么呢
？The first.
上帝把他儿子赐下来
That God gave his son to us
还是要叫他的儿子耶稣基督在人间显现真神是怎样的一个
So that his son Jesus Christ in mankind he can manifest what true God is
如果宗教的人从人的地位这方面盼望去找到神的话
If religion is man standing his position hoping to find God
基督就完成不同的方向以神的身份来向人显明神是怎么样的
Then Jesus Christ through a totally different perspective want to manifest how God is from above to down
圣经清楚告诉我们上帝创造人的时候把他自己的一些基本的存在的启示放在人的里面
And also the Bible says that when God Jesus Christ manifests us about God he also manifests the existential nature of God in the revelation
虽然我们不能看见上帝
Even though we cannot see God
但是我们内心的深处深深知道神是存在的
But in our heart truly we believe that God exists
但是我们不知道这位存在的神到底在哪里
But we do not know that this existing God where does it exist
这位神到底是怎样的
And what kind of God he is
如果你说神不存在
If you say God does not exist
你的心一定不同意你的
Then your heart will not agree with you
如果你说神存在
If you say God exists
你的眼睛也不同意你
But your eye will not agree with you
所以我们就过了一个自我矛盾的生活
So we live a contradicting life
我们内心的深处知道神是存在的
Deep in our heart we truly are convinced that God exists
但是这个存在的神我们的眼睛却不能看见
But this existing God our eyes cannot see
我们的耳朵不能够听见他
And our ears cannot hear
我们盼望把内心的那一个见证把它擦掉或者把它出去的时候
At time when you suppress or erase the internal with testimony
你发现连共产主义这么大的势力也没有办法把宗教从世界出去
You see that communism such a great power cannot eradicate Christianity in the world
军队的力量
Military power
政治的力量
Political power
监牢的力量
and also the power from the prison
控下的力量
and also the power from men
从来没有办法消除宗教的需要
can never eradicate the desire of religion
因为神已经把它存在的这个见证放在人的内心里面
because God has put the testimony of his existence within our heart
宗教的存在不是表达人需要神的这个基本事实
the existence of religion does it not express the fact that man needs religion
我们知道神是存在的
we know that God exists
但是我们不知道这位神存在在哪里
but we do not know this God where does it exist
我们没有办法消灭内心对他的见证
we cannot eradicate the testimony coming from our heart
但是我们无法用我们的五官的经验来经历它存在的证据
But yet we cannot use the five senses to send the evidences of its existence
人在矛盾的中间
Man in contradiction
虽然人在矛盾的中间
Even though in contradiction
人盼望在矛盾的中间得到一个解脱
But man want to be liberated from this contradiction
所以人就借着宗教动机来表达这个解脱的需要
So man using religious conflict wanted to solve this religious need
但是在宗教里面人找到了上帝吗
But in religion have man truly found God?
没有
No
没有一个宗教能够把人带到上帝的面前
There's no single religion that can bring man to God
人好像以为他已经找到了上帝
Apparently it looks as if that he has found God
其实不是如此
But actually it's not so
我做一个很简单的例子
Very simply on illustrate
这位叫做李建安博士
And he is a Dr. 李建安
他是Doctor of Philosophy.
He is a Doctor of Philosophy.
这是最高的学位
And the highest degree.
这个是很有学问的人才能拿到
One with very intellectual can get it.
要读了很多很多的书
Many years of studies.
我认识他的学位是真的
I know his degree is true.
因为他的神学院是非常好的神学院
Because his seminary is a very good seminary.
他几个教授我都认识他
And I know a few professors from there.
他真正经过考试考到的
And he truly went through the examination and got it.
他的神学院 Westminster Theological Seminary in Chestnut Hill, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, Westminster Theological Seminary.
这是李建南博士。
This is Dr. 李建南。
我现在做个比喻了。
I want to make an illustration.
我看了以后。
When I see him.
这个叫做李建南。
And this 李建南。
是不太高不太矮。
Not too high, not too low.
不太白不太黑。
Not too white and also not too dark.
不太胖不太瘦。
Not too fat, not too thin.
高的刚刚好。
just nice.
啊，就 just nice. 啊
just nice.
这个人呢，我认识他了。
This man I know him.
他戴眼镜的。
He has a spectacles.
他的鼻子也很好看。
Has a very nice with nose.
他的脸孔也很好看。
With a face also.
年龄还是差不多年轻。
Also quite young.
啊，现在我记得他了。
And I remember him now.
人家介绍给我。
When I was introduced.
This is Dr. Kenan Lee.
This is Dr. 李建南。
哦，我说我认识你了。
I said I know you.
啊，有一天呢。
One day.
我在路上看见他了。
On the way I see him.
哎，我说李建南在这里。
李建南的媳妇。
所以我就叫他了。
And I cry out.
李建南。
李建南。
他不睬我。
He never pay attention to me.
我平常以为他很谦卑。
In the past, I thought he's very humble.
现在我才知道他很骄傲。
I know that now he's very proud.
我叫他都不睬我。
When I call him, he never recognized me.
李建南。
李建南。
他又不睬我。
But he never responds.
我想大概不是他骄傲，是我见错了。建南你。
建南你 ，I said.
他也不睬我。
And he never responded.
可能我错了。
Maybe I'm wrong.
建李安。
建李安。
他也不睬我。
Also, he never responds.
安李建。
安李建，
他还是不睬我。
He never respond.
安建李，
安建李，
他还不睬我。
Also no response.
明明是他嘛。
But it is through him.
我记得很清楚的。
I remember clearly.
他鼻子是这样的。
The nose such.
他眼睛是这样的。
The eye such.
他头发是这样的。
And the hair such.
就是他嘛。
It's him.
怎么他不早睬我呢
？Why is that he never respond to my calling?
我想来想去，不对的，姓李的，我记得。
李建南，
李建南，还是不睬我。
He never respond.
现在大家以为我神经病。
Everyone thinks that something is wrong with me.
因为路上很多人看我，建安李，李建安，建李安，李建安，看见李李，乱七八糟。
I really call all the possibilities.
所以我同他算账。
So I want to see him.
啊，所以他在前面走。
So he was walking in front.
我从后面来了。
I come from before.
我告诉大家，这个就是李建安。
And I tell you this is 李建安。
所以我就抓住他的肩膀。
So I get to him.
李建安。
And I shake him.
我摇了他了
I shake him
我同他算账了
I want to pay him
谁知道呢当我叫他以后呢
After I call him
他回过头来
When he turned his head
糟了很像他但是不是他
Look like him but it's not him
他说你抓我做什么
Why is he catching me
我说我对不起
I'm sorry
我一个朋友很像你
I have a friend just like you
鼻子也像嘴巴也像但是不是你
The nose is like you the lip is like you but it's not you
那怎么办呢
？What to do now？
那请你原谅我。
Please forgive me。
哪里可以
？How can？
我有心脏病，你懂不懂
？I have a heart attack。
跟你这一抓，我少了五岁了。
And you're shaking me. I'm less than 5 years old.
现在轮到我同你算账了。
Now I will shake you。
我现在问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question。
你有过这样的经验吗
？Have you ever had this kind of experience？
有没有啊？有没有？叫错人？有没有
？You're the wrong person。
你有啊
？You have。
现在注意听。
Now listen。
我叫错人。
I have identified you wrongly.
叫错哪一个人
？Which one?
叫错李建安。
叫错，
什么叫错？你翻译嘛。
You called the wrong 李建安。
我叫错李建安。
You called the wrong 李建安。
把别人当作李建安。
And I identify others as you.
那么这个证明什么
？What does it prove?
证明至少真正的李建安是存在的。
That proves that the true 李建安 exists.
如果没有一个叫做李建安的人
If there's no such person called 李建安
我不会叫错别人叫做李建安
There's no way that I can mistake someone as 李建安
对不对
Is that right?
对不对你明白了吗
Understand?
如果没有真的上帝
If there's no true God
你不可能把不是上帝的当作上帝来叫
You will not identify the false God as true God
你把关公当作上帝
You use 关公 as God
你把孔明当作上帝
You use 孔明 as God
你把毛泽东当作上帝
You use 毛泽东 as God
你把克鲁肖夫当作上帝
You use Khrushchev as God
你把这个孙中山当作上帝
And 孙中山 as God
谁告诉你他是上帝
Who tell you he's God
关公有没有说我是关公就是上帝
关公 has he ever said that I'm God
有没有啊
Has he ever said that?
从来没有的。
Yes, never.
你叫错上帝。
That you identify the wrong God.
是证明真正的上帝是存在。
Only to prove that true God exists.
那因为真正的上帝我看不见。
But because true God I've never seen.
真正的上帝我没有听见他的声音。
And I never heard the voice of true God.
所以我就用别的来代替那真正的上帝。使我宗教的需要得到暂时的满足。
So I use others to substitute the true God, so my religious desire now is being satisfied temporarily.
请问，你这样的生活要到什么时候呢
？Where will you last for this kind of life?
今天晚上，我奉主的名对你说。
Tonight in the Lord, in the name of the Lord, I'm going to tell you.
你要回到真神的面前。
You must come back to the true God.
上帝 爱世人。
That God loved the world.
把耶稣基督赐到这个世界上来。
That He gave His only begotten Son into the world.
是不是对世界没有宗教呢？
Is it because in the world there's no religion?
不是。
No.
是不是对中世界没有假神呢？
Is it because in the world there's no false God?
不是。
No.
为什么把耶稣基督赐下来呢？
Why giving Jesus right into the world?
透过耶稣在历史上的显现，给我们看见。真神应当是怎么样的？
That through the in the history through the manifestation of Jesus Christ, we can know who true God is.
在圣经里面，耶稣基督好几次这么讲。
In the Bible, many times Jesus Christ said this.
你们看见了我，不是看见了我，乃是看见了差我来的上帝。
When you see me, you do not see me, but you see God who sent me.
你们信我，不是信我。乃是信那差我来的上帝。
But when you believe in me, you are not believing in me, you are believing in He who sent me.
从来没有一个人像耶稣这么讲。
There's no one who has said this statement as Jesus Christ.
从来没有一个人可以这样讲。
There's no one who was qualified to say it this way.
从来没有一个人敢这样讲。
And there's no one who dared to say such way.
从来没有一个人曾经讲过这样的话。
And there's no one who ever said in this manner.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
为什么他讲这样的话呢？
Why is that he says such statement?
因为他是真神显现在人的历史的里面。
Because he is true God manifesting himself in human history.
所以他说你们看见了我，不是看见了我。
And that's why he said that when you see me, you do not see me.
你们乃是看见了差我来的上帝。
But you see God who has sent me.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
为什么耶稣到这个世界上来的？
Why is that Jesus Christ coming into the world?
因为他到世界上来要把真神向人类显明出来。
Because when coming to the world, he wanted to manifest the true God to us.
第二样。
Secondly.
为什么上帝把他的儿子赐下来呢？
Why is that God give His Son to us?
上帝把他的儿子赐下来，还是要把真人的形象显明给我们看。
That God give His Son to us so that He can manifest the true nature of humankind.
人应当是怎样的呢？
Man, what should he be?
我们生出来的时候做人。
When we are born to be a man.
我们做完了人，我们死了。
After becoming a man for the whole process of life, we die.
叫做我们的一生。
That is the whole life.
从我们生直到我们死的日子。
From our birth until our death, this span of time.
这是几十年的人生经历。
Ten out of decades.Of life.
我们做人只有一次。
But we are only but once to be a man.
我们成功是一次。
We succeed only but once.
我们失败是一次。
We fail also but once.
所以我们知道有很多人不敢随便行动。
So we know that a lot of people dare not take a move lightly.
因为我们不要随便做人。
Because we don't want to be simply casually be a man.
当一个谦卑的人。
And one who is humble.
他要决定重要事情的时候。
When they make an important decision.
他总是先问别人应当怎么样。
He will ask others, what should I do?
照你看这样做对不对？
当
他谈恋爱的时候
，When he is in love，
他很怕做错事情。
He is afraid that he will make wrong decision。
所以他就买一些书来看恋爱应当怎么样。
So he brings some book and read some books about love。
特别青年人喜欢看别人的传记。
And young people like to read the biography of others。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为那些传记可以告诉我们别人经历过的事情。
Because those biography will record the experiences of people。
还有很多人喜欢看成功的秘诀。
And also people like to read about secret of success。
他以为吃了两粒黄豆，你觉得到了就可以成功了。
They thought that with the two beans, with the secret success, they can be successful.
也是我小的时候，大概是六岁的时候。
When I was six,
我在一个书店里面看书。
In the bookstore, I read a book.
那个时候在中国的厦门。
That was in Amoy in China.
有几个厦门大学的学生也在书店里面买书。
And there were some from Amoy University students were there buying books.
那么他们在那学一本书叫做《成功的秘诀》。
And that book was the secret of success.
某某人。写的
，Who and whoever it，
他们正在讨论
，They were discussing about the book。
我那时候只有六岁
，I was only six。
我等他们走了，我也拿来看。
After they've gone, I took the book myself。
成功的秘诀
，The secret of success。
后来我发现了。凡是写这种书的人都不大成功。
Later I found that those who write these kind of books are not successful themselves.
真正成功的人没有时间写这种书。
Those who are truly successful have no time to write these kind of books.
写这种书的人常常不成功。
And those who write these kind of books are usually not successful.
他们如果成功还是因为写这种书卖几块钱吃饭才成功的。
And also, if they are successful, it's because they have written the book and sell it and make some money.
所以我一想也乱了。
So I'm confused, my thinking.
什么叫做成功？
What is my success?
当贝多芬死的时候，
Beethoven and time when he died,
雷雨交加，
and there was thundering and storm.
他吐最后一口气的时候，
and he breathed the last breath,
咬紧牙根，
and also he gripped his mouth,
抓紧双拳，
and with a fist.
他说，难道我只有写这几个音我就离开世界？
Am I writing only a few notes? I would leave this world.
贝多芬不感到他成功，
Beethoven did not feel that he was successful.
当Johann Sebastian Bach 离开世界的时候，
when Johann Sebastian Bach before he left the world,
他说，我的学生啊，如果你们像我这样一样努力，你们都可能有我这些成就。
He said, my student, if you are as diligent as myself, maybe you have this kind of success that I enjoy.
Thomas Edison 讲过这样的话。
Thomas Edison said this.
什么叫做天才呢？
What is a genius?
什么叫做成功呢？
What is success?
就是一分的天分加上99分的努力叫做成功。
1% of talent and plus 99% of diligence, that is success.
这些伟大的人没有感到自己成功。
All these great figures do not feel that they are successful.
他们乃是努力去做。
They only work very diligently
hard. 做他们应当做的事情。
And work what they deem as right.
所以我们许多的年轻人。
So young people.
我们在做人的过程中间。
In the process of becoming a man.
我们要怎样做人？
How can we be a man?
我们要怎样结婚？
How can we get married right?
我们怎样教导儿女？
How do we teach our children right?
我们怎样为人的父母？
How are we going to be good parents?
我们怎样经历人生的折磨？
How are we going to experience the suffering of mankind?
怎样接受社会的挑战？
And also how can we face the challenge of society?
我们从许多的传记里面。
For many biographies,
我们可以找到我们应当怎样走的方法。
We know the way to be a man.
当我是十六七岁的时候，
When I was 16 or 17,
我最佩服的艺术家，
the art, the
我最佩服的是艺术家。
I admire artists most.
People I most admire are those artists.
那些艺术家是我最敬佩的。
Those composers,
那些作曲家。
Those musicians,
那些音乐家，
但是当我好研究他们的生命的时候，
But when I study the life,
我大失所望。
I am so disappointed.
为什么呢？
Why?
原来贝多芬是个患花柳病的人。
Because also this Beethoven has syphilis.
原来Tchaikovsky是个同性恋的人。
Tchaikovsky is one with a homosexual.
原来一个Schumann是一个要跳河自杀、没有人生把握的人。
Schumann is the one that have no confidence in life. He was committing suicide, about to commit suicide, jumping the river.
还有许多许多的艺术家。
Many many artists.
他们因为没有上帝在他们生命中间。
Because there's no God in their life.
他们生活乱七八糟。
In their life is so confused in the mess.
当他们回到神面前的时候，
But at the time when they come back to God,
他们才找到人生的把握。
Then only truly they find the confidence in life.
当我发现这些伟大的人是这样的时候，
When I find all these great figures are such,
我摇头。
I shake my head.
我17岁那一年，
When I was 17,
我认识了耶稣基督。
I knew Jesus Christ.
我好把圣经打开来，
And I opened the Bible.
我好好研究，
I study.
我好好思想，
I think about it.
好好将耶稣基督同其他世界最伟大的人做比较，
And compare Jesus Christ to many great figures in the world.
我发现不一样，就是不一样。
I find that there's total difference.
也在耶稣基督的生命中间。
That in the life of Jesus Christ,
圣洁的本质，
there is the nature of holiness,
良善的本质，
there is the nature of goodness,
公义的本质，
nature of righteousness,
慈爱的本质，
nature of mercy,
真实的本质，
nature of truthfulness,
充满怜悯别人的本质，
and also the nature of feeling for
others. 这是科学不能给我们的。
This is what science cannot give us.
这个宗教家不能达到的。
Religion is cannot give us.
耶稣基督的生活，
The life of Jesus Christ.
绝对不是修身养性的结果。
Absolutely, it's not the result of you working through yourself.
耶稣基督圣洁的生活，
The holy life of Jesus Christ.
绝对不是人类靠自己有罪的本性能够达到的最高的境界。
It's not that man through his sinful nature can reach that high realm.
耶稣基督的生活，
The life of Jesus Christ.
绝对不是其他的宗教创立人所能相比的境界。
Absolutely, it's not the founder of all other religions.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
耶稣在世界上的时候，
Jesus Christ when he was on earth,
神把他赐给我们，
God has given him to us.
不但叫我们认识真神是怎么样的，
Not only that we can know what true God is.
第二样，
Secondly,
要叫我们知道做人应当是怎么样的，
So that we can know how to be a man.
他是真理的模范，
And he is the example of truth.
他是人类的导师，
And also he is the teacher of mankind.
他是我们每一个人的楷模，
He also is the paradigm for all of us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当你说一个人要像样的时候，
When a man to be like a man,
他应当有一些师表来引导他，
There there must be a teacher to guide him.
中国人把孔子当作万世的师表。
And Confucius is being deemed as the teacher of all generations.
但孔子自己承认他是一个有罪的人。
But Confucius recognized that he is a sinner.
孔子自己承认他是有错事的人。
That he has done wrong.
一个人到了七十岁才没有犯规矩，才可以随心所欲，这是孔子自己讲的话。
He said at a time when you're 70, you will not transcend any ethical laws, then only you are established.
孔子说：“勿欲其食，而随心所欲不逾矩。”
He said that I'm 70 and now I can do according to the ethical demand.
他的句话说：“他七十岁修身养性才有这样的大道。”
Which means that through his own effort, he has reached this stage only after the age of 70.
那耶稣基督怎么样呢？
What did Jesus Christ say?
耶稣基督三十三岁半的时候，
when he was 33 and a half years old,
已经被人挂在十字架上了。
He was already hung on the cross.
他没有足够的时间向别人修身养性。
He did not have sufficient time as others through their effort
to work the next round.年壮的时候
at a time when he was still young and strong,
人已经把他挂在木头的上面
people nailed him on the cross,
他要怎样过一个圣洁的生活呢？
How can he lead a holy life?
因为他是神来到世界做了人
because it is God coming into the world to be a man,
要成了肉身
word incarnating in flesh,
感谢上帝
praise the Lord.
保罗传讲这一边的信息的时候
Paul at a time when he was preaching about this message,
保罗怎么讲呢？
What did Paul say?
他的大在金钱的奥秘
Such great is the mysteries of piety,
金钱的奥秘
and godliness,
就是上帝在人的肉身中间显现出来
that God manifesting himself in bodily form.
当一个人看见耶稣基督的时候
So at a time when a person sees Jesus,
一样他看见的真神的形象
He then will see the true image of God.
一样
Secondly,
当你真正认识耶稣的时候
When you truly know Jesus Christ,
你看见了真正的人的形象
Then you can see the true picture and image of God.
做人不应当像毛泽东这样的
Men shouldn't be like 毛泽东
做人不是单单应当像贝多芬这样的
Men shouldn't be just like Beethoven.
做人不是应当单单像克鲁晓夫这样的
To be a man, we shouldn't be just like Khrushchev.
做人应当效法耶稣基督
To be a man, we must imitate Jesus Christ.
耶稣说我的心柔和谦卑
Jesus Christ, I'm gentle in my heart.
你们的跟随我
You come and follow me.
你们的学我的样式
Copy my example.
你们的负我的
And take my yoke.
来跟从我
Come and follow me.
Come and follow me. Such a great calling.Such a great invitation had never come out from any mouth besides Jesus Christ.
来跟着我，这是万世里面最伟大的一种邀请，没有任何宗教家曾经这样说过。
没有人讲过这句话。
There's no and single person who said this.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
耶稣基督是真神形象的表现。
Jesus is a manifestation of true image of God.
耶稣是真人的一个表达。
That he is a true expression of a true man.
第三样。
And thirdly,
上帝为什么差遣耶稣到世界上来呢？
Why is that God sent Jesus Christ into the world?
上帝愿意在人的痛苦中间有份。
Because God wants to share in human suffering.
他爱我们爱到这样的一个地步。
He loves us until such state.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当一个人安慰你而不明白你真正痛苦的时候，你会感到他的安慰没有价值。
If a man would comfort you but cannot truly understand your suffering, you find that there's no value in his comfort.
那些没有牙齿痛过的人
，Those who has never suffered from a toothache,
他们从来不知道什么叫牙齿痛。
He has never known what toothache is.
当你牙齿痛的时候
，When he has toothache,
你痛得不得了
，So painful.
哦，你叫了
，And you cry.
哎呀，太痛了
，You cry.
痛苦
It's painful.
他对你怎么说呢
？What did he say?
不要紧，不要紧，主与你同在。
Never mind, God is with you.
啊，不要痛，不要痛。
Never mind, don't be painful.
哎呀，我痛得不得了。
I'm so painful.
现在不要痛。
Never mind.
要痛，明天才痛。
You get painful tomorrow, not now.
怎么安慰你都没有办法。
No matter how they
comfort
you, there's no way.
因为他自己没有牙痛过。
Because he has never experienced toothache.
一个没有做寡妇的人。
A one who has not been a widow.
看见别人丈夫死了。
See that people has their husband died.
他最多说不要紧，不要紧，不要哭。
He was saying never mind.Never mind, don't cry.
因为他也不会再回来。
Because he will not return.
你讲的他都知道了。
But all that you say, she understood.
当然死了不能再回来。
Of course, when a person die, cannot return.
那就不能听你的话。
But she cannot listen to you.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你没有经历过这样的事。
Because she has not experienced this.
所以。
That's why
有做过寡妇的人
only one who has become widow
可以感动那些做寡妇的人
can touch those who are widow
只有贫穷的人
the one who is poor
安慰贫穷的人的时候
to comfort those who are poor
使变得贫穷的人内心得到滋润
so that those who are poor can be nurtured in the heart
常常生病的人
those who are sick oftentimes
比较容易使人了解他对病人的照顾
it's easier for them to understand for others to understand the care that they have for sick people
从前在上海有一个副市长
In the past, there was a senior nurse in Shanghai.
在医院里面非常严格
and very strict in the hospital.
很有纪律
and also is well disciplined.
从来不开玩笑
and never joke.
她呢对所有的护士管得严得不得了
and she is very strict to all the nurses.
不准病人出声音
and even the sick people cannot cry out.
因为什么呢
Why?
因为她从来没有生病
because she had never got sick before.
有一天有个病人
there was one time this
痛得不得了。
Sick man,
大喊大叫
cry, groan,
他跑去打坐
She went and stepped on the table.
知道不知道这是医院
Do you know this is a hospital?
医院不能叫
Hospital, they cannot groan.
病人要睡觉
People want to sleep.
我们的规定是很严格的
This is our rule.
所以请你安静
Please be quiet.
那病人吓死了就不能叫了
And this patient was frightened, couldn't cry anymore.
就这样人结果呢就死在那里了
And then they keep enduring and they don't die on the bed.
过了一个月
After a month.
这一个病这个副市长
and this senior nurse
背后生一粒大疮
and there was a big boy
痛得不得了
was so painful with her
痛得不得了
so painful
浓头大得不得了
and so painful
他睡都不能睡
and couldn't even sleep well
后来他叫一个小护士给他把他浓头压出来
and asked us to squeeze all the boy
and 所以这个人就是小护士自己压他了
and help her
让那个他痛得不得了
She was so painful
大喊大叫
And cried out
这个小护士讲什么话呢
And what did this nurse say
这是医院不可以叫
This is a hospital You better not cry
安静
Very quiet
我们要守纪律因为很多病人在这里你懂不懂
We must observe all the regulations
这个副市长大发脾气你死鬼你羞耻你还要骂我
And this senior nurse scold her back
他说你不可以骂护士
Don't scold nurses
因为这里是医院
This is a hospital
如果你要叫回家去叫
You had a crime,
从那一天开始啊
，henceforth，
这个副市长才懂得什么叫做别人的
This senior nurse will understand what my pain.
现在我奉主的名告诉你
，In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you.
上帝明白你的痛苦吗
？God understand. Does he understand a lot? Your suffering.
他明白你的痛苦。
He understands.
上帝明白你的痛苦。
God understands the suffering.
不是因为他来做了，你又才能明白。
But because after becoming man, then only he can understand.
反正耶稣就到世界上来做人。
But Jesus Christ coming to the world to be man.
要真正证明你可以信任他也做过人，明白你的痛苦。
Only truly to prove to you that he has
曾经有过。
The Bible said that oftentimes he went through suffering.
多受痛苦。
And also went through suffering.
以赛亚书说他是 son of the sorrows.
以赛亚书说他是忧伤之子。
因为他是忧患之子。
Because he's the son of sorrows.
所以耶稣基督在三十多岁的时候。
That's why when you're about 33 years old.
犹太人说你还不到五十岁你见过亚伯拉罕。
He said that you are not even 50. How can you see Abraham?
他们把耶稣当作五十岁人来看待。
They thought that Jesus was 50 years old.
因为他经历太多的痛苦。
He has gone through so much suffering.
你孤单吗
?Are you lonely?
耶稣了解你。
Jesus understands.
你痛苦吗
？Are you in suffering？
耶稣了解你。
Jesus understands。
你被人轻看吗
？Are you being despised？
耶稣了解你。
Jesus understands。
耶稣就到世界上来。
Jesus coming to the world。
来告诉我们，他有份于人类的痛苦和悲剧。
Just to tell us that he share in the suffering and tragedy of mankind。
曾经四十天没有吃饭。
40 days and night he has stuff.
他曾经受魔鬼各样的试探。
And he also was being tempted by the devil.
他曾经被人丢弃，被人羞辱。
He had been rejected and scorned by mankind.
我们的主却从来没有一句话出口去伤害别人。
But our Lord has never from his lips uttered a word that hurt others.
他受审判的时候不还口。
When he was being judged, he did not scold back.
他受毁谤的时候不咒诅。
He did not curse when he was being condemned.
他被钉死的架上的时候。
When he was nailed on the cross.
他没有说上帝啊打死这些坏蛋。
He did not say that God punish all these people.
耶稣怎么讲呢
？What did he say?
父啊赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的事他们不知道,
for they know not what they do.
亲爱的同胞,
my dear friends.
亲爱的朋友,
my dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters.
这就是上帝的爱,
this is God's love.
为什么上帝的爱要把耶稣赐下来?
Why is that God in his love want to give Jesus Christ to us?
不但是我们认识谁是真神,
not only that, let us know who true God is.
不但是我们认识真人应当是怎样的,
they want to know that what a man should be,
给我们知道他了解我们的痛苦,
and so that we can understand that he understands our suffering.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus Christ said,
你们在世上有苦难,
in the world you have sufferings,
但是你们在我里面有平安,
but in me you have peace.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
大家说, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
耶稣为我们受尽各样的痛苦,
that Jesus has suffered all the suffering for mankind,
为我们担当我们的痛苦,
and also take away our pain and
suffering,
because he was being punished,
我们得着平安,
and we have peace.
因为他受鞭伤,
because he was being whipped,
我们得着医治,
we are being healed.
因为他被丢弃,
because we were rejected,
我们蒙受留,
and we were received.
因为他死,
because he died,
我们可以得着新的生命,
and then we have new life. Praise the Lord.
赞美上帝,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
第四样,
fourthly,
为什么上帝差遣他的儿子耶稣到世界上来?
Why is that God sent his only son Jesus into the world?
因为让基督在这个世界上成全救恩,
so that Jesus Christ upon this earth will accomplish salvation.
In order to accomplish the salvation, as a plan of God to save people.
为了完成这个神救恩的计划, 以致能够拯救世人,
宗教是宗教,
religion is religion,
救恩是救恩,
salvation is a salvation.
宗教有伟大的地方,
religion has its greatness,
宗教不能拯救人,
but religion cannot save mankind.
宗教叫人做好,
religion wants people to be good,
但是没有一个人像他们的宗教所要求的那么好,
but no single person is as good as what religion teaches.
宗教的教主自己也在罪的中间死了,
even the father of religion die in sin themselves.
没有一个人可以拯救另外一个人,
there's no single person that can save another person.
神对我们的心意,
God's mind for us,
不是单单给我们一个宗教而已,
but that we just have a religion,
神给我们的心意,
and the mind of God is,
不是单单是个道德的教训而已,
not only just a morality teaching,
神对人类的计划,
and the plan of God for us,
不是单单给我们一些良善的教训,
it's not just to have some teaching so they can teach us good,
神给我们所定的计划,
and the plan of God for us,
还是拯救罪人的计划,
it's the plan to save sinners.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
上帝爱你,
God loves you.
上帝不要你死在罪中,
God doesn't want you to perish in sin.
不要你受永远的审判,
and to be judged eternally.
不要你下地狱,
he doesn't want you to go to hell.
不要你受公义的制裁,
he doesn't want you to be condemned with righteousness.
上帝要你从罪的权柄中间,
but rather you be liberated from the power of sin, that you leave the darkness, coming to the light, leave the power of Satan, and to be the children of God. And that's why God gave Jesus to us, and for our sin he was nailed on the cross. Praise the Lord. He is sinless,
他是圣洁的,
he is a holy God.
所以他的宝血可以洗净你的心,
and that's why his blood can cleanse your sin.
他的生命可以给你真正的改变,
and his life can totally change your life.
你的代替你死,
his substitute on your behalf.
你不需要去死在罪的里面,
so that you do not have to die in sin.
因为他已经为我们受了审判,
because he has been judged for our sake.
我们不需要再做罪的奴仆,
and we do not anymore have to be slave of sin.
今天晚上,
tonight,
我奉主的名对你说,
in the name of the Lord, I will tell you,
你不要把你的罪带回家去,
do not bring your sin back home.
我奉主的名对你说,
in the name of Jesus Christ, I will tell you,
你可以做一个真正得救的人,
you can be a one who is truly saved.
今天晚上,
tonight,
上帝的爱要进到你的心中,
God's love wants to enter into your heart.
赦罪的平安要赐给你,
and the saving peace will be given to you.
新的生命要改变你,
and the new life will change you.
耶稣基督拯救你,
Jesus Christ save you.
今天晚上,
tonight itself,
你可以做一个真的基督徒,
you can become a true Christian.
你可以跟随主,
and you can follow Jesus.
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing?
你说主啊我愿意,
you say Lord I'm willing.
那么主说你把你的罪带到这里来,
Jesus said bring along your sin.
你自己来, 来。
You come.
把你的罪带来。
Bring along your sin.
我要赦免你。
I want to forgive you.
我要改变你。
I want to change you.
我要拯救你。
I want to save you.
我要把新的生命赐给你。
I want to give you new life.
上帝爱世人。
Jesus, God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only son to them.
叫一切信他的人。
That he who believe in him
不至灭亡，
是那 perish
反得永生
，but have eternal life.
今天晚上
，night.
有哪一个人
？Anyone？
你的唐牧师，请你为我祷告。
He said, Reverend Tong, pray for me.
我的心明白了。
My heart understands.
我知道为什么耶稣基督到世界上来。
I know why Jesus Christ came to the world.
因为上帝这样爱我。
Because God loved me so.
我知道我是有罪的人。
I know I'm a sinner.
我愿意相信耶稣。
I want to believe in Jesus.
我愿意接受耶稣。
I want to receive Jesus.
那么今天晚上
，Tonight，
你对主说：“主啊，我在这里。
”You tell Jesus, Jesus, I'm here.
你对主说：“主啊，我需要你。
”You say, Lord, I need you.
你把你的心打开来。
Open.Your heart,
接受耶稣基督
to receive Jesus Christ.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你不要再欺骗自己。
Do not deceive yourself.
不要再等候。
Do not wait.
明天晚上你再来，我已经不在这里了。
Tomorrow night, if you were to come, I'm no more here.
在这个最后一个晚上的聚会里面
，in this last evening of meeting,
我给你一次的机会。
I give you one opportunity.
有哪一个人
？Anyone?
你还没有得救。
You have not saved.
你还没有信主。
You do not believe in God yet.
不明白信的。
Or you do not understand this.
或者还没有决定的。
I am not making a decision.
今天晚上
，tonight，
做一个决定
，make a decision.
站起来
，stand up，
走到前头来
，come forward.
我们一同祷告
，we'll pray together.
做一个决定
，make a decision.
接受耶稣基督
，to receive Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督
，to believe in Him.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
你们回答我，愿意不愿意
？Respond to me. Reply me. Are you willing?
愿意吗？到上帝的面前
，come back to God.
我们低头祷告
，we all bow our head and pray.
我们当我们低头祷告
，as we bow our head.
我要问几个很严肃的问题。
I want to ask a few very solemn questions.
有哪一个人
？Anyone？
你的主，我感谢你。
He said, Lord, I want to thank you.
今天晚上我听了你的话语。
Tonight I've heard this statement.
我愿意相信耶稣基督。
I want to believe in Jesus.
机会没有结束，请大家坐下。
Please be seated before the meeting's end.
没有人走动。
No one should move.
我很严肃地问你几个问题。
That is solemnly, I want to ask you a few questions.
有哪一个人说主啊，我已经相信了。
Anyone say the Lord, I believe.
我已经接受你了。
I have received you.
有这样的人。
This kind of people.
请你把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
举起来。
Raise your hand.
已经相信接受耶稣的人，请把手举起来。
Those Christians who have received Jesus, raise your hand.
All Christians, would you please raise up your hand? Praise God.
All Christians, just raise your hand.
Praise God.You have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you accurately and truly understand and know with certainty that you have been saved by Jesus Christ. May you raise up your hand. Praise God. 我问第二个问题。
Second question.
Which Christian you say, I have been a Christian without a certainty of being saved, tonight I need to be confirmedI need this kind of certainty in my faith that I am saved by Jesus Christ. Please pray for me. 有哪一个人你说我好像是基督徒，我也曾经到教会去，但我不清楚我的罪赦免了没有，我不知道我是不是得救的人，请你为我祷告。有这样的人，请你把手举起来。有哪一个人，手举起来，感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人，感谢主。你不大明白，你没有大的把握，你是不是基督徒？请你把手举起来。收集起来，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。还有哪一个人，无论在上面下面的，收集起来，感谢上帝，收放下去。我问第三个问题，有哪一个人今天晚上，你说上帝啊，你这样爱我，我今天晚上表示我要接受耶稣基督，我要相信他，我要上帝这样的爱，愿主你的爱充满我，我信耶稣基督，我到上帝的面前。So those people who say tonight.I'm so clear about the message, and I want to make decision to receive Jesus as my personal Savior, to believe in you, in Him. I want to be a Christian. Please pray for me. 有哪一个人你要接受上帝的爱，接受耶稣基督，我为你祷告。有这样的人，请你把手举起来。有哪一个人要接受耶稣基督的，请举手，我们为你祷告。感谢主。还有哪一个人，感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人，你不要看别人。耶稣基督为你死了，你愿意相信他、接受他，请你把手举起来。还有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主。你说我的家人还没有信主，我很困难， 那我们也特别为你祷告，求主给你力量，请你不要把手也举起来。还有哪一个人？还有呢？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。还有人举手？还有人？感谢主。还有哪一个人？请不要等候，你不要看别人，你问你自己：上帝这么爱我，耶稣要拯救我，我愿意相信耶稣基督。有这样的人，请你把手举起来。还有哪一个人？我们要为你祷告。还有没有呢？举起手就放下去。还有哪一个人？举了放下去，看见了放下去。还有哪一个人？你说我也愿意。现在我问第四个问题，第四问题，有哪一个基督徒你说：上帝啊，你已经拯救我，我愿意为你工作，我要领人归主，我愿意做传福音的工作，我在基督徒的身份上努力做工，如果主你引导我，我奉献做传道的工作。青年人，愿你在福音的工作上有份，甚至照主的吩咐，明白主的呼召，奉献做传道的，有这样的青年人，请你把手举起来。有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人？举起来，顺服上帝的感动，顺服圣灵的引导。若是主要你做传道， You want to dedicate yourself to be the servant of God according to the calling of the Holy Spirit and His move. You say, I now dedicate myself to be the servant of God, to witness the cross of Jesus Christ. Please pray for me. These kind of people, especially young people, will you please raise up your hand? 还有哪一个人？感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。还有哪一个人？还有没有呢？现在我们要结束这个呼召，感谢上帝。还有人举手？我要请所有这四种决志的人举手的人。
These four kind of people will make the decision and lift their hands.
请你们站起来。
Just stand up on the place.
走到前头来。
And then come forward.
所有的陪谈员现在也走到前头来。
And all the counselors also at this time will move forward.
基督徒现在开口问旁边的人，他愿意不愿意接受主。
And Christian now will start to ask your neighbor whether they want to receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior.
你陪他一同到前头来。
If they're willing, accompany them to come forward.
现在所有的陪谈员同他们一同都站出来。
All the counselors will
come forward. 所有举手的人都站出来。
And all who have lifted their hands also will come forward.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀。
Come forward now.
我从罪恶洗净洁。
所有举手的人都走到前头来。
耶稣宝血，十字架。
基督徒问你旁边的人，你们愿意我为你祷告，你愿意相信耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督，站起来走到前头。
十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀，我走遍了历经界，为他耶稣宝血。
再唱。黑心你们的朋友吼出来。还有哪一个人？
十字架
现在出来，感谢上帝。还有人出来？还有哪一个人现在出来走到前头？
我走遍了历经界，为到耶稣宝血。十字架
还有哪一个人现在出来？我们要为你祷告，我们进到祷告的中间。还有哪一个人？请我们大家站起来。
Everybody is right now.
每一个人站起来。
Everybody is right now.
为到耶稣宝血，十字架。
Pray for those who are in difficulties and make a decision. And pray for those who want to seek for the biblical truth. All pray aloud.
Lord, Thank you.
In Singapore, in Kuala Lumpur, we have this big scale evangelistic campaign. You pray for this. Pray also for Dr. Christopher Sun, who is going to hold big evangelistic meeting in Singapore and also in Kuala Lumpur. Pray that God will touch the heart of many people so they come back to Jesus Christ.
如果你们听了我的道, 继续要在你家中继续明白更多,
if you have heard what I have preached and you want to at your own home study more about this
preachings,
you can buy a few books I have written or have spoken.
你们叫三一神学,
and the Trinity is one.
为人父母, 为人师表,
to be a parent and a teacher.
圣灵与福音,
and the gospel and the Holy Spirit.
启示与真理,
and revelation and the truth.
价值观的探索,
and also the search. All this book will help you so that you can understand more Christianity. We have good
time having
a
good
time. We have Brother Chin Yong and also Sister Chok.
You can buy that.
You
can enjoy this
beautiful music and hymns.
我们这边为筹备的, 所以牧师传道, 这几个人的劳苦感谢上帝,
we want to thank God for the labor of all these pastors and preachers and Christians.
为失败的团员, 又从芙蓉, 又从这个, 毛不含来, 又从这个,
基湾的地方来,
又从新山来, 还有从永平来, 还有从新加坡来的, 我们感谢上帝。
We want to also give thanks to God for the choir member who come from Barapaha, Yongping, and also the Johor Bahru, Singapore, and many places.
我们为指挥, 为弹琴的, 为所有唱诗的人感谢上帝,
and for the conductor, for the pianist, for the one who lead in singing, all this one to give thanks to God.
大家为他们鼓掌。
Thank you.
人又在哪里？
类似那三年的电视，人们差不多都是在。让我们现在来到慈悲恩主面前，领受他丰盛的祝福。Let's now come for the blessing of the mighty God, and receive His abundant blessings. 愿主赐福保护你，愿有他面上的荣光照你身上，愿你坚固的圣灵与他丰盛的圣子圣灵。
Our Lord bless you.
The Lord may His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
The Lord look upon you and give you peace.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.